my plot of land. Well, I can't really tell you how big it is, but it's pretty big for one person to farm with a traditional tool or whatever. And I planted beans, sorghum, peanuts. I totally feel like I'm being recorded. So.
Well, you are. That's why.
I got nervous. Yeah, my beans I planted, the first time I planted them, they died. But right now, they're like mid-calf high. They're obviously growing, so something is going right. It's a half-hour walk to my field, and there are houses right next door, and I can say I've made friends with those people just because the guy who gave me the field, he knows them.
Uh-huh.
And so they just welcome me in like I'm just part of the family. They give me food. So when I next time I go back, I'm going to give them something because these people are so poor and they're giving me rice.
Even though they're poor, they're able to give you food?
They're just so generous because, I mean, they don't eat a lot themselves, really. And they just wouldn't let a stranger go hungry. But they went out of the way to, like, make a whole bunch of, it's called donu. It's boiled millet and cooled down and added with water. And putting sugar in it is a luxury, but they're like, do you like donu? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I wasn't trying to hint at anything, but they made like the special donu for me with my water because it's filtered, and they bought sugar to put in it. And so I was like, well, thanks.
Wow. Do you know anything about the famine that I keep hearing about going on in Niger and what the causes are for it and what, you know, what you as a Peace Corps volunteer could do about it?
Volunteers really cannot save the world, okay? And only one of our goals is to help our villagers and help them start projects. The other two goals are about friendship and culture exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will always remember Latifa and Tonka.
Yeah, that's good.
Of course, you're going to have to bring stuff from America for my villagers when you come.
Yes, and I'm hoping that you will send me some detailed emails on what kind of things I should bring.
Well, I'm thinking dried apricots. I can't imagine you people coming here. I know it's 6 months away, but you know what? The time's going to fly for me. I can't even imagine. Like, I'm excited for you people to come just because, there's no electricity. There's, like, nothing. Like, you just sit around and talk, and it's going to be such a novel for you people to come. And I'll be spending all my time trying to translate from Zarma to English. Kate won't be able to speak French to this guy. It'd be so great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, because without those distractions, we can actually sit together and chat.
Yeah, like, that's all we'll be doing. Like, there's a word to chat. It's called Fakare.
And we can help you weed your millet plot.
No, and if you read my email, there won't be any stuff in the field by then. It'll all be gone by, like, October.
Oh, okay. Well, we can participate in tribal dances then.
No, these people are Muslim.
Oh, they don't dance?
No, but I did see a Gasu Flori, which is the spirit, like, dancing, saw people possessed, and it's kind of scary.
Huh. Well?
Really weird. And the flies are amazing. Like, you guys got to get used to bugs. Like, flies will land on you all the time. And now there's even more than there were before. And they, like, land on your eyes and your nose and your lips, and you just have to constantly brush them off.
Okay. That sounds really pleasant. What about in December when we'll be coming? Still flies then?
I don't know. Have I been here in December yet?
No, you haven't. But you've been there in January.
Isn't that close?
It's cold season. It's cold season. But when I was here in cold season, I was hot. But now, you're in Hotel Delay, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. That, by the way, is a dangerous neighborhood. Like, white people are targets.
Oh?
I've never walked by the Hotel Galway by myself.
Oh, really?
And it's not, there's, like, not a lot of incidences that happen. It's just, I think you have to know exactly where you're going to go once you walk out of the hotel.
That's what we depend on you for.
That's what I figure.
Do you have any closing message for the listeners here in America?
No, I really don't. What can I say? I don't know. You shouldn't expect to, like, save the world, and you should have a lot of patience. I don't know. I think you honestly have to really love language to become, like, an all-around Peace Corps volunteer. Like, I think more Peace Corps volunteers are super extroverted, and they like to save the world and work in international development, but that's only one-third of the Peace Corps' goals. And for me, like, I'm the other side. I like language. My background is language. I've done all this language stuff. And I think it's really awesome that I can speak Zarma now, even though it's actually a minority language. They only speak it in Mali or mostly Benin, a little bit of Burkina Faso and Niger. And when I go back, like, I'll forget it all. But
well, why don't you give us a parting thought in Zarma?
So, Soho, I go Niamey, I go Lokotora, Kwara, Yadinga, Ama, I go Ndibani, I go Gifakarai, I am Nialose, and so I go Kwei, and I patron Sangre, I go Kwei, I Kwara, Mercredi. So basically, what I said is like, okay, I'm in Niamey now, I'm in the infirmary, I'm not sick, but I'm talking to my parents, and I'm going back to my village with my director, Sangare, on Wednesday.
I heard Wednesday. It was just like in French.
Mercredi, yes.
Yeah. No, they say lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi. Just a lot slower.
Well, it's great to hear from you. So continue taking care of yourself, and we'll continue planning this trip.
Okay.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.